Biden wants to replace border detention centers with house arrest and provide illegals with taxpayer-funded attorneys. By Penny Starr on April 1, 2022. Joe Biden continues to import illegals into the United States and wants funds to put migrant border crossers under house arrest and provide them with taxpayer-funded attorneys to fight deportation. The move will make the numbers at detention centers decrease while the illegal population will continue to grow inside the U.S. and will provide a roadmap for relatives and others who are trying to get into the U.S. The San Antonio Express News reported the protocol could include ankle bracelets and phone apps to allegedly keep track of the thousands and thousands of people being released inside the country. The provision is buried in Biden's $5.8 trillion 2023 budget proposal. The Express News report said. The president's budget calls for cutting thousands of beds in immigrant detention facilities and shutting down two family detention centers in Texas, while spending $75 million more on alternative programs, such as monitoring migrants with ankle bracelets or phone check-ins. The administration estimates as many as 200,000 migrants could be enrolled in such programs by October, according to budget documents. The president is also calling for $375 million to speed up the asylum system, including hiring more than 1,000 new U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services officers to adjudicate claims on the border, rather than sending them to backlogged ports. His budget request asks for more than $2 billion to stand up emergency shelters for unaccompanied children, an effort to avoid the overcrowding in Border Patrol facilities that sparked outrage a year ago. His budget would also spend roughly $150 million to fund attorneys for migrants in detention or facing deportation, which would be a first. The government has not paid those costs in the past. The backdrop to Biden's border security policies is that the number of border crossers is starting to rise and is expected to surge under the president's policies. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz said that 7,000 migrants are being stopped every day crossing the border from Mexico, up from a daily average of about 5,900 in February, according to the Associated Press. People on the left and conservatives are weighing in. I do see it as a positive indication that significant changes are coming to the border, and quite possibly very soon, said Jorge Lowry, policy director at the American Immigration Council. They're looking for catch and release, said Laura Reese, a research fellow at the Heritage Foundation and a former Department of Homeland Security official. They're fine with that policy, even though it clearly sends the message south to future migrants and smugglers who advertise this, and it just keeps the illegal flow continuing unencumbered, Reese said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.